www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com For someone to say they have seen Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in a dream cannot be taken as proof of knowing Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has provided detailed information about Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. He has provided hundreds of signs, comprehensively imparting the glad tidings of Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam coming, has flawlessly described Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam physical characteristics in astonishing detail, and set out his moral values right down to the finest detail. On the basis of the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, great Islamic scholars have also said, in wise language and in a manner that everyone can easily understand, that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear in Hijri 1400, establish the unity of the Islamic world, and be instrumental, together with the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, in the global dominion of the moral values of Islam. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is a person appointed by Allah in destiny. Sincere believers can recognize Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam by evaluating the events they see and witness through their own consciences, in other words, through the light of faith. But it is certainly incompatible with the moral values of the Quran to say that this person is Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. All we can do is when, by Allah's leave, the moral values of Islam rule the world, and the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam prays behind this holy individual to say, Allah knows the truth, this person is Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. It is therefore incompatible with the Quran and the Sunnah to make deductions along the lines of, I dreamt that such and such a person is the Mahdi, so he must be the Mahdi. First of all, it needs to be made clear that our Prophet, peace be upon him, has described the situation of those who falsely claim to have dreamt of something. Ibn Umar relates, the greatest lie is for someone to say he had a dream that he did not. For someone to maintain that anyone he saw in a dream is the Mahdi is equivalent to declaring that person to be a false Mahdi. And the appearance of false Mahdis, false prophets, and false messiahs is one of the portents of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. This is described as follows in the hadiths. The day of reckoning will not take place until the sending of some 30 liars, each of whom claims to be the messenger of Allah. The coming of 60 liars claiming to be sent as messengers by Allah, the one God. The citing of different figures, 3 or 60, in the hadiths show that there will be a large number of false Mahdis and prophets in the end times. False prophets are also referred to in the Quran. One verse on the subject reads, who could do greater wrong than someone who invents a lie against Allah, or denies his science, or who says, it has been revealed to me, when nothing has been revealed to him, or someone who says, I will send down the same as Allah has sent down. If you could only see the wrongdoers in the throes of death, when the angels are stretching out their hands saying, disgorge your own selves. Today you will be repaid with the punishment of humiliation for saying something other than the truth about Allah and being arrogant about His signs. Surat Al-An'am 93.